Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me. Hey, I hope everyone is having an amazing day. And today's show, I have been thinking about this for a really long time. And one of the things that always gets me kind of in my head is, how can I make getting healthy, getting fit, hell, life simpler for my clients? And, you know, I just came back from a trip, and I was with over 20 different fitness professionals, and we all had like the same challenges of like, you know, how do we work with our clients to really distill down all the information that we pick up from social media, from friends, from, you know, blogs, from, you know, we are bombarded all over the place with health and fitness information. And you're like, which way do I turn? What's right for me? Am I making the right decision? And sometimes, you know, I find that many people will just feel overwhelmed and then just shut right the heck down. Okay. So if you've ever felt paralyzed, not sure where to turn, what direction, you know, when it comes to getting healthy and fit, continue listening, because I think I've created, I know I've created a decision framework that will really help you map through pretty much, I'm going to be bold enough to say, any problem. Any problem, you can run it through this program and you'll be like, dang, I figured this out. All right. So seriously, you know, it's just so much information floating around, right? You know, if you think about at the beginning of the year, like I'd say roughly from like Thanksgiving to like maybe mid-February, you're just bombarded with like, try this diet, try this workout. No, this diet, no, this workout. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I'm doing that. And like, you're just like, oh, good golly jeepers. So you want to know, like, what's the right choice, and how do you decide what is the right choice? Because you're like, in your mind, you're like, yeah, I do want to lose some weight, or, oh yeah, I do want to save a little money, or, oh yeah, you know, all the resolutions that you possibly could think of. So, you know, most things are like, you know, career, weight, money are like, you know, the top things that people want to change in their lives, relationships. So, you know, these are the kind of questions that my clients come to me with. And my goal is to really help make things simple for them, because, you know, I really wish health was black and white, because that would make my job a whole heck of a lot easier, and it would make your decisions a heck of a lot easier. So I came up with this system, right? I call it reps. I call it the reps project. And it is you helping you get in your reps. All right. And so what the reps stand for, it stands for realistic, excited, preemptive planning, sustainable. All right. It's just that, it's those basics. And so I'm going to walk you through each step, and then I'm going to give you a case study. So that way you could be like, oh, I can see how I can apply this to my life.
All right. Because I want you to walk away with being like, oh, this, I got this. This will work for me. All right. So the first step is realistic, right? I am someone who's like, you got to get real. You got to get real with yourself as to your goals, right? I need to be so clear that my choices that I'm actually going to make them come true. You know, I don't know if you want to call them resolutions. I don't know what you want to call them, goals, activities, whatever you want to put, label it. They need to be realistic. And so the biggest thing is that when I'm trying to decide if something is realistic, it is the goal that I set for myself. Will it change my life, or will I hope that it changes my life, right? Because when I go into it deciding that it's realistic, I know it will change my life. I know that if I do this, there is going to be a marked change in my life, okay? So that I know that this choice, like I'm bought in, like I'm all in, like this is the choice that I want to make, okay? But with consistent work, can I achieve it? So this is where I want you to think. So say I tell myself, I want to make $1 million. And I'm not Bill Gates, right? I'm just a regular schmo. And can I make $1 million in 90 days? The odds are pretty against me, okay? I'm not trying to steal anyone's dream, but I'm just saying the odds are low that I will be able to make $1 million. But if I scale back that dollar amount to something a little bit more realistic, I have a better shot of hitting it, right? Because sometimes I'm not about not having these like big, hairy, audacious goals, not at all. But I want you to start thinking in like terms of realistic so that we can stair step our way to goals, you know, so that if I make $10,000, that's on my way to $1 million. Same thing, let's use fitness. You know, so if I say I want to lose 40 pounds by vacation, and if my vacation is in 3 months from now, I'm going to be pretty hard pressed to lose 40 pounds over 4 months. It's going to be physically impossible. Or if you do lose that kind of weight, I'm going to have to like check you out and make sure you're healthy. Okay. So that's what I mean by realistic. And I always try to, for me, I like to set my goals in 90-day clips because I feel that, and it'll show up later in the formula, but it really helps me to start to see progress because knowing that it's 90 days away versus 900 days away. Okay. The other piece I look at is that, my ability, right? In this 90-day window, what are my abilities? Do I have to be superhuman in order to achieve it? Like I said, 40 pounds in 4 months, I got to be pretty superhuman in order to achieve that, right? I mean, I'm awesome, but I'm not superhuman. And then does your schedule allow? You know, I have some clients who are accountants, and pretty much from mid-January through end of April, they are like in a flurry of work. There's no way they can even remotely lift their head up to go to the bathroom, let alone think about taking on some type of a big, you know, weight loss goal or some other type of big goal. Because they're literally like, I'm just trying to keep my head above water during tax season. So think about your schedule, right? And so the realistic part comes from you looking at it and saying, is this goal going to happen based on my ability, or is it going to require luck and some type of super, you know, being bitten by a radioactive spider? That's how I can determine if something is realistic for me. Okay. And I know for a lot of people that, you know, we want to wish for the best. I totally, like, I'm all about, like, aiming for the fences. I'm a Red Sox fan, right? For 86 years, we believed, right? So I totally get what it's like to have these big goals. And I want you to have big goals. But I want you to take that big goal and bring it down to earth, a piece of that goal, so that we're stair-stepping our way, so that you stay motivated the entire time. So that's where the first part comes. So that's where the reps come. Realistic. Okay. The second piece is excitement. Okay. Excitement. Are you excited about the goal? Does the goal get your tushy out of bed? Are you like telling everybody and their mother about your goal? They know so much about their goal. They're ready to look at you and be like, Sharon, if you tell me one more time about your damn goal, right? They might have some a little bit more expletives, but they're just like, they're over it. You know, think about, you know, when someone starts anything new, they can't shut up about it. That's how excited they are about it. That's what I want you to be. Does this goal have people been like, Sharon, shut the heck up? Okay. And, you know, I see it all the time. And I think I've told this story before, but you know, when I worked for corporate, my boss would set down the goals that the president of the company said, you know, this is what we want to achieve. And then, you know, and here was my little minuscule role in helping the company achieve that goal. I wasn't bought in. The only way I was bought in was because I was like, oh, well, I could potentially get a bonus. Okay. I like money. All right. I'm excited by that. But had they not, you know, hung the money in front of me, go pound sand. Right? So when it comes to our goals, especially like a health goal or a fitness goal or, you know, any type of goal that's we set for ourselves, there has to be some excitement because for the most part, you know, there's not a lot of carrots out there that we can give ourselves. You know, there's not going to be like, hey, if you hit your weight loss goal, there's $5,000 in it for you. No, I mean, I wish like if you know of something like that, holla at your girl. But that's where, you know, that's how you keep going. Like so many people tell me, if I was only motivated, well, motivation only lasts for so long, right? Motivation is like daylight, right? There's a certain number of hours of daylight on any given day. Where the motivation comes, it has to be, you have to have that excitement, right? You have to be like, this is my goal. I'm so pumped to get it. I'm off to do whatever it is that it takes to hit this goal, okay? And you have to ask yourself, right? So the excitement comes from, do you really want to do it? So, you know, I live here in Boston, and on any warm day, you know, so it's in any warm day in the winter, I see no one running on the river. That first spring day that it's like, you know, like 50, 60 degrees, I start seeing all these people running out on the river. And let me tell you, about 10% of them look happy to be there. The rest of them look like, I think there's a gun somewhere hidden because there's no smile. They're just slogging it out. That's not what your goal should be, right? So if you like running, run on with your bad self. Don't think that running is going to get you to the goal, right? If you're not excited, don't do it. Like stop doing stuff you hate. And, you know, so many people will ask me, Kim, do you run? Yeah, I run when chased or I'm trying to beat the meter maid. Those are the two times you'll see me running. And if I'm running, you bet your sweet tushy, you better be running too, because clearly there is a reason that I'm running. So it's all about the excitement. You know, don't do something thinking you're going to get something at the end, you know. Because what I find is if you find yourself constantly giving up, it's the means. You're not excited about the means to the end. Okay. And now there, you know, with this said, can I eat, you know, ice cream and pizza and hit a weight loss goal? Not every day, but there could be some moderation to that, right? There could be some in moderation to that, but it's not, you know, this like light switch. And so many people think that getting healthy and fit is a light switch. And, you know, I think about it, like you have a friend who's like, oh, I'm going keto. Great. You're going keto. But can you see yourself living off of like bacon and fat bombs, right? Before you're like, I want a nice piece of toast, right? I miss having a potato, right? So think about, does it make you excited? I think I beat a dead horse enough. All right. The P for reps comes to preemptive planning. Now, if you followed me for any amount of time, you know I'm the queen of planning. You have to have a plan. I am a recovering winger, right? I could start a support group for my winging. But the preemptive planning is you pre-thinking your challenges, right? So if you've ever tried a diet before, if you've ever tried to go on a budget before, if you've ever tried to, you know, get a new job before, what are some of the pitfalls that you have fallen into? And then from there, you could say, okay, so let's talk weight loss. That's my jam, right? So let's talk weight loss. So maybe some of the pitfalls have been, you know, you didn't go to the grocery store. Okay, how are you going to get around that? How are you going to get around not going to the grocery store? What was it that tripped you up from keep going to the grocery store? You know, meal prep. You know, what was it about meal prep that tripped you up, and how are you going to get around that? You know, time, right? What times do you have to commit to this? You know, can you sit down and you make a daily plan, or can you sit down and make a monthly plan, a weekly plan? What is the plan going to look like? And then, what are some of your plan Bs, right? Because inevitably, you know, I always say kids get sick, you get sick, you know, you have to work late. You know, there's always something that's going to trip us up. And when I start thinking about that ahead of time, that's when I'm in the sweet spot, right? That's when I know I can overcome. Okay. Because if you have every step of achieving the goal, you will, and you have, if you skip steps, you won't achieve it. But if you have a backup plan, right, you know, like in the back of your head, you're like, okay, this is what's going to happen, because, you know, you're like, you overslept. It happens. Right? Okay, it's Tuesday. I overslept. All right. So I typically take rest day on Wednesday. So you know what? I'm going to the gym on Wednesday, and it is what it is. No guilt, no shame. I'm moving on because I know on Wednesday I'm going to do what I normally do on Tuesday. With that said, there are no makeups, right? So if maybe, you know, Monday night, you had to work late and Tuesday you overslept, you can't go to the gym on Wednesday and be like, I'm going to do Monday and Tuesday's workout. No. That's not how it works. There's no makeups. There's no makeup exam, right? This isn't AP chemistry. There's no makeup exam. So when I go to the gym on Wednesday, it's one workout, right? There's no extras because, you know, in the grand scheme of life, that's not how your body works. Like, your body is not something you can cram for. I really wish you could, because I would be the queen. I was awesome at cramming. But your body's not something you can cram for, because you can cram short term, but long term, at some point, your body's going to turn around and just punch you in the gut and be like, I told you so. All right. So the other thing with planning, it's like, here's where your habits start to be formed. Then once you have great habits, then you'll have amazing routines. And once you have routine, you'll have the consistency, and then you'll have the results. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not about the diet. It's not about the workout. It's not about the meal plan. It is about the habits you create, right? And then those habits will build into routines. And it's the routines that are the crux of it, this whole shebang. You know, think about, you know, when people ask me about routines, think about this, right? You brush your teeth. When you brush your teeth, do you wash your face first, or do you brush your teeth first? Everyone has their own little different way. You know, when I'm getting ready for bed, you know, do you put on your pajamas first, or do you wash your face and brush your teeth first, or do you wash your teeth, brush your face, then put your pajamas on? We all have a specific order. That's a routine. So I'm trying to get, you know, if it being get healthy, get a new job, make more money, whatever it is, we need to start getting into the groove of creating these routines. And then the last piece of this, sustainability. You know, so many of us forget the sustainability piece. And it's the sustainability piece that is going to really, really drive us. Drive the bus home, if you will, right? And, you know, the bus isn't going to be like an IndyCar. The bus is going to be like, you know, I live in Boston, so the bus I used to take is the number one bus. And it's literally, I feel like it stops on every flipping corner. Like, I walk a quarter of a mile to the bus, and it stops, I feel like it stops on every flipping corner between, you know, where I get on in Back Bay in Boston. And so I want you, that's how sometimes slow it's going to feel, right? The number one bus, it picks me up, and then it stops again, and then it stops again, and it stops again. It's probably 15 stops between when I get on and Mass Ave, and that's like 4 miles. All right. So I really want you to think about that's how it's going to feel. So sustainability is that, is this something I can automate? Can I create a routine out of this? Is this going to be my lasting habit that's going to get me the consistency that I've been longing for? And, you know, it's, I'm looking for that routine, you know, and is it this an overall approach to what I'm going for? Or is this a quick fix, right? Am I going for that, like, hit it and quit it kind of diet, right? You know, my husband, he goes away on, you know, boys trips. And, you know, one of the guys is like, oh, you know, I'm just going to do this for 30 days. And, you know, then I'm just going to start like eating like a sustainable person. And I'm like, you think reentry is just going to be like that? You've deprived yourself for 30 days and you think reentry is just going to be like bada boom, bada bing. Right? Now, what I've seen from other people is that when they go on these drastic diets and they try to re-enter mainstream eating, it's a hot steaming pile. I'm going to let you close your eyes and envision that for a second. All right. So I want you to think about, is what we're trying to do, going back to realistic, is it realistic, right? Because at the end of the day, it has to be sustainable. It has to be something that you say to yourself, you know what, I can do, see myself doing this for the next 30 days, the next 3 years, the next 30 years, right? Whatever it is, can you see yourself, you know, at max, can you see yourself doing it for the next 5 years? Because I'll tell you, between now and 5 years, we're going to find some other stuff out about health and fitness, right? That's the blessing and the curse of this business. And then, you know, what do I value as a person making these decisions? Do I value constantly or do I value consistently? And I'm trying to get my clients, I'm trying to get you to value consistency, because consistency doesn't mean constantly. So some weeks I work out three times a week. Some weeks I work out 5 times a week. It just depends on the week. And, you know, I've always talked about this. I have my non-negotiables. I have my bare minimum. My bare minimum for workouts is 3 days a week. That's sustainable for me because I know in some weeks I travel. Some weeks I'm going to be sick. Some weeks I'm just going to be, you know, work is just going to be a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? Some weeks I have a training and I won't be able to get in my workouts, but I know I can get in 3 workouts a week. And then on the weeks that I can, I bump it up to 5 and I'm good with that. So that's the sustainability piece in my world. All right. So the reps, right? So realistic, excited, preemptive planning, sustainable. That's how it is. That is the framework that I put most decisions through. Okay. So here's a quick case study. So if you are, let's say, lose 40 pounds in the next 4 months. Okay. That's what I want to do. I want to lose 40 pounds in the next 4 months. So the first thing, is it realistic? Well, ideally, most people will lose anywhere from 0.5 pound to half a pound to 2 pounds a week. So if you are someone who doesn't have a lot of weight to lose, you're going to fall mostly at that 0.5 pound. And that's on average. That doesn't mean every single week you are going to lose weight. Weight loss is not linear. I really wish it was. It would make my job a whole heck of a lot easier. But there are going to be weeks that you're going to not lose 1 pound. There are going to be weeks that you might be up 0.5 pound. So what I always tell people is that I would say if you were to lose maybe 1 to 2 pounds a month, be ecstatic because it's something's better than nothing. Okay. So with that in mind, if I'm trying to lose 40 pounds in 4 months, the best I can hope for is minimum 5 pounds. All right. So that goal is unrealistic. So now I can be like, okay, well, that's unrealistic. So let me try the next piece. Excited. Okay. So in order to really like lose as much possible weight as you can in 4 months, does that excite you? Like, does it excite you? Like your drastic calorie cuts, the ramped up exercise, like, does that like light you up like a candle? If it does, let's keep going. Okay. The next piece, preemptive planning. So are you at a period in your life that you can devote like hook, line, sinker to this, right? I'm assuming that you don't have a job, you don't have kids, you know, nothing is going to get in the way. There's not going to be any birthday parties. There's not going to be any date nights. There's not going to be any events that is going to keep you from your mission. You are going to be the woman with a jug of water and a bag of carrots. Don't stop me. I'm on my way. Okay. The next piece, sustainable. So 4 months come. What happens in month 5? What's the plan? What is the plan, Susan? What is the plan? Now, do you see how when I broke this down, what point of this program, what point of, you know, was it the realistic? Was it the excitement? Was it the preemptive planning? Was it the sustainability that got you being like, wow, interesting. Those are some good points. Intriguing. You know, what point did you start thinking like, I'm not sure, right? That's the beauty of this. It's simple. It's easy for you to go through it and break it down so you can really start to like get in touch and in tune with what the heck you want to do, right? I mean, I could take it to a completely other level because we could start talking about our choices. We could talk about, you know, having the courage to do something different. We could talk about making the commitment. We could talk about the confidence, all of that. We could do all of that. But right now, I really want you to think about, you know, what are some of the goals you have for yourself? And what does it look like it running through this framework? Okay. You know, are your goals realistic? Are you excited about them? Do you have some type of preemptive plan? Do you have a plan B? Because we, you know, life is busy and stuff is going to happen. I promise you, stuff is going to happen. And then is it sustainable in your life? You know, one of the poems that I use over and over and over again, Arthur Ashe, he says, you know, start where you are, do what you can with what you have. And that literally like, that was kind of the impetus for this reps project. So if you guys have any questions or comments, hit me up. I want to hear them. I want to see if this makes any sense. Is this resonating with you? You know, do me a favor. Follow me on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. I am in my DM, so you could slide on into there and just let me know what you think of this and if reps does anything for you.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.